USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History made in Vermont, where Christine Hallquist has become the first ever transgender gubernatorial nominee of a major political party based on yesterday's primary balloting.
I must say I'm incredibly honored to have all your support and all the things that I heard were said. You know, tonight we made history. We already made history.
The former energy executive will face Republican Governor Phil Scott in the November general election. Over 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania suspected of sexual abuse over several decades. The new report by the Pennsylvania Attorney General says over 1,000 child victims have been identified, but there were probably many more. He says it involves six dioceses in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 does great.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
They're mourning the death of a Utah firefighter who died while battling the largest wildfire in California history. Draper, Utah Fire Chief Dan Peterson, expressing sadness felt by many at news of the death of Battalion Chief Matthew Burchett.
We are truly missing a great man who's given his life to the communities that he took an oath to serve.
Burchett died while battling the Mendocino Complex fire in California. Five other firefighters have died battling the California fires. Some economic reports out today, one showing retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts expected. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 1/10 retail analysts had forecast. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs better than analysts expected. Productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest in 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Royal Bank of Scotland is going to pay nearly $5 billion to settle U.S. claims it misled investors on mortgage-backed securities leading up to the financial crisis. The Justice Department announcing the $4.9 billion penalty that RBS will pay is the biggest ever imposed on a bank for misconduct that helped trigger the Great Recession. The Defense Department's Inspector General now looking into reports that a senior spokesperson for the Pentagon forced her staff members to run personal errands for her and reassigned those who complained about it. Dana White is the assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. At least four of her current and former staffers made such allegations against her, and that's what started the probe. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer is reportedly signing on to a $20 million divorce settlement with his wife, Annette Roque. The New York Post saying the divorce is in its final stages now and that Lauer agreed to the multi-million dollar payout out of guilt for having multiple affairs with women at work. Lauer was fired by NBC last November for what they called inappropriate workplace conduct. And two lunch ladies accused of stealing nearly $500,000 from Connecticut school cafeterias. They say the sisters, now in their 60s, pocketed the money as they rang up sales between 2012 and 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.